Good morning, Rabbi Sai. We're going to conclude our discussion on the Dovid Hashem Ori today, maybe with a question that I'll leave with you. But just to mention that I had a call from Antwerp last night saying that they couldn't hear the Kol HaLoshon. It didn't, for some reason, there was a problem with the broadcasting. He wanted to know the conclusion of the Shaila that we put on Thursday. The Shaila was, what happens if a Nusach Sfad goes to a Nusach Ashkenaz Minyan and Faket? And we said that the Shaila Shulas Divrei Moshe of Moshe Halberstam says that we're talking about Minhogim, we're not talking about Halochas, and therefore you do what you think is right. You're not mechuyev to daven of Dovid Hashem or the issue with the minion that's davening if it's not your minig. You can if you want, it's obviously a good thing, but it's minhogim here we're talking about, and therefore that's not a problem. Just a couple of just pieces of encouragement. The Shara Rachmin B'Shem Rav Chaim Vital says, Koloime Hamizmoy, everybody who says the Dovid Hashem or the issue, Meirosh Chodesh Adach HaSimchas Torah, Meirosh Chodesh Elul Ad Simchas Torah, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Simchas Torah, afilu gzeira ro nesunaloi yochoy levatlo. And I suppose the kavona probably is that because it's got Yud Gimel Shemus, 13 times the name of Hashem inside, can they get the Yud Gimel Midas? And the Yud Gimel Midas, there's a promise that they could be mevatel gzeira ro. Therefore, who are din the Dovid Hashem Oviyishi has that sgulo. But obviously one should be mechavan in the Shemos. Yeah, the 13 Shemos there, you should at least think each time that this is the Shem Hashem that I'm saying. And the Chidor writes similarly, but he writes that la'atzlocha v'lishmira, he says, la'atzlocha shmira, an entire year round. He says, lav dafka, Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Kippur is a time when we need extra atzlocha and shmira. So therefore we say it over Hashem or Yishi. But he says, anybody, whoever has a tzorah, or is going on a journey, or needs some sort of atzlocha, yoyim el David, he says, and if you say it, Merosh Chodesh Elul Ad Moed Yom Kippur, he says you should say it from Merosh Chodesh Elul until Moed Yom HaKippurim, plus Hoshana Rabbah, and he writes, v'chein haminig be'er chevroin. That's what he says, the Chador says. Let's finish off just with a question, and that is that we learnt at the beginning about starting off the, when they start off saying the Dovid Hashem over Yishi on Rosh Chodesh, Elul, we said there are three things to say. There's a Shishil Yoim, there is Bochi Nafshi, and then there's the Dovid Hashem over Yishi. So the Matei Ephraim says that I say the Shishil Yoim because the Shishil Yoim is Todir, so that comes first. He said, then I say Bochi Nafshi second, because Bochi Nafshi is Todir, compared to the Dovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi, and then I say the Dovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi because it's the least Todir. But the truth is that the Dovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi is a lot more Todir than Bochi Nafshi. Bochi Nafshi I say only on Rosh Chodesh. So maybe I say it 20 times a year. And even if you count in the Shabbosos, even if you count in the Shabbosos, of when you say Bochi Nafshi in the summer, is another 22 weeks. So I've got 43 weeks altogether when I say Bochi Nafshi B'tzibor. Yeah, the Dovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi, I'm going to say twice a day for 40 days, or for longer even. The whole of, in fact, for 51 days. Yeah, I've got from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Hoshana Rabbah twice a day. That's 104. That's 104 Dovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi's keneged only 42. Bochi Nafshi's approximately. So therefore, why is the Dovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi not more Todir than Bochi Nafshi? I don't have an answer to this question. I thought of...
Because it's the whole year.
What? Because it's spread out over the year and this is concentrated in one period. Yeah. Does that make it Todir? Interesting question. Something to think about.
It's not like...
Start to the throwing of first number on Sunday, Yud Dalet Elul, 7th of September, Rabbi Asher Baruch Wegbright Schlita, Elul Shofar, 10 seconds, 4 mitzvahs. The 6th of the 12th of family, Weisbrand, the 3rd of the mitzvah of Ariel Weiss, and the 3rd of the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Rosh and Shizko, the Rosh, the Skin of Rab Nachas, and the Kodiyat Sechel, the Hem, the Kus, Asher Baruch, the Chayulim, the Melchamon, the Shabbos, the Hotzem, the Shalom, Bin Heiro.
Amen. Amen.
Mission abroad. What's the biggest problem facing Klal Yisrael right now? I'm not going to tell you what I think. I'm going to share what Rev Oren Feldman, Shlita, right? Rosh Hashiva, Neri Yisrael, one of the Gedolei America. So he said the greatest problem facing Klal Yisrael is not the Shidduch crisis, which is Rachmanis, is a big problem. And it's also not Parnassa. And it's not the war in Gaza. These are all serious things. The biggest problem, he said, is mitzvahs anashim elamada. That we're doing mitzvahs by rote. He said that's the biggest problem facing Klal Yisrael. And the Sefer Chassidim, well, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings the Sefer Chassidim. And it says as follows. He says, you know, if you don't make a blessing with kavana and you throw blessings out of your mouth, right? That's an Isra Durbanan. I'm starting heavy. He says it brings Haran off, fury. So really, what Rav Feldman Shlita is saying is makes a lot of sense. It brings Haran off. It's a very serious problem. Mitzvahs anashim elamada, doing mitzvahs by rote. So about 5 years ago, I was in a yeshiva in the old city called Birkas HaTorah. I was the Mashkiach there. But I ended up opening, I started a foundation called the Kavana LeMitzvos Foundation. And the Matara, the Tachlis of this, is to combat, I've been working intensively on creating tools to help us deal with this. I was a victim of doing things by rote myself. I was in yeshiva, I was the Mashkiach there, and, you know, I love learning Torah. I love teaching Torah. You know, it's a geschmack. But I recognize that I myself, you know, 100 blessings a day, mea brachos, how many of them were with kavana? And it bothered me, and we did it. But maybe 9-10 years ago, we made a VOD, and the entire month of Elul, we worked on not throwing blessings out of our mouth. But, Rachmanis Lan, I was like this on Yom Kippur for it. Still. Then I found, thank God, something that's a powerful solution. And what is that? To accept the fact that mitzvah srichas kavana, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mahaber, the Mishnah Berurah, it's everybody agrees mitzvah srichas kavana. But that's part of the point. But the point is, what is kavana? If you ask people, how would you translate kavana? And by the way, if anyone has questions, let me ask you, how do you translate the word kavana?
In English?
Yes.
Knowing what you say.
Right, knowing what you're saying, I'm hearing. Anybody else? Well, okay. So here we go. Here we go. This is a very good, this discussion.
Without automation.
We'll get to that. Kavana, we think tefillah. We think of knowing what we're saying. And that is what's called kavanas halev. We're all used to that. Okay? And that's what we struggle with. But the Mishnah Berurah brings there's another kavana, which is what you said, intention. Kavana lemitzvos. Okay? So, and this distinction is made in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, kavana salev, the one that we're all grappling with all the time, is to pay, the first step, pay careful attention to the words that are coming out of your mouth. That's right. And it says, remove distractions. That's another aspect of it. There's a deeper aspect, but I'll put that on the side right now. The other kavana is to have in tension the kayim mitzvahs bori, to kasher tziva, to do a mitzvah right now. What mitzvah is taking place right now?
Lima
Torah. So the approach of kavana lemitzvahs, and it even applies when you make a birkas haTorah, that's not a full fulfillment of the mitzvah. You should say right now, you can just think this, okay? I'm learning Torah kasher tziva Hashem. I'm learning Torah because I'm commanded to, okay? We're in the space midrash. What other mitzvah are we doing right now? What's that? But yes, more in Mikdash. Every time you're in a Beit Knesset, a Beit Midrash, you have to revere Hashem's sanctuary. This is a miniature base of Mikdash the Gemara brings, Mikdash Ma'at. So by doing what you're doing, you're paying attention, you're listening, you're learning, you're not schmoozing, you're not, God forbid, speaking Lashon Hara, you're fulfilling that mitzvah. So what works so well about this? You have to stop and think about what you're doing. You hear? And so this is the way, in my humble opinion, it's the first and important step to stop doing mitzvahs by rote, is to think, what am I doing, and then have intention for it. Express your intentions. Okay? So that kavana lemitzvahs is a way to help have kavanas aleif. Now, now, how does this help with brachos? It helps with brachos if you stop and think, okay, if you're making a she'akol or something like this. So you stop and think, I'm making a birkas ne'anim. And then you can focus on the mitzvos in a bracha. Okay? For example, and this is something, I want to talk about something that has probably become rote for many of us, and that is hearing the shofar blow an el and reciting Chaf Zion, okay? That's what we're going to talk about, but I first want to give you, since I spoke about the problem of throwing blessings at our mouth, and since it brings Haron off, it's such an important thing, so let me just give you an example here. I call this the art of the bracha. In a bracha, we have Shem, Malchus, and then whatever the content is, and it depends on what you're doing. So let's say a she'akol. Let's take a she'akol. So, when I think, what mitzvahs are involved when I say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, she'akol nivra, what blessings, what mitzvahs are there, besides making the bracha? So when I say, Baruch Ata, and I'm conscious, I'm speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what mitzvah do I achieve? That's coming with maybe the Shem and Malchus. Good try. Anybody?
Dveikus.
Working on Kavanah Mitzvahs is a fulfillment of Dveikus. Yes. The High Autumn brings, excellent. The High Autumn brings, and it's his first halacha. He says, when you have in mind that you're in the presence of Hashem, you fulfill Shavisi, which is a fulfillment of Dveikus B'Hashem. Dveikus B'Hashem, which means to be aware of Him, having certain feelings or thoughts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa that's mentioned 5 times in the Torah. It's very hashav. Excellent. So, Dveikus, if you... forgive me, but I do this all the time. Has anybody in this room, while I've been speaking, I hope you're going to say no. Has anybody in this room been aware that of their breathing? Have you been paying attention to your breathing?
I'm breathing.
Yeah, no. Yeah, of your breathing. Okay, take a second right now. Take a second. Become aware you're breathing. Okay, you did that? Has anybody in this room, until I mentioned it, been aware that we're in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu right now? Right? It's just like the breathing. We're always in the presence of Hashem. But unless we have to stop and pay attention to that. So for example, when you say Baruch Atah, and you pay attention that, wow, I'm actually speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a mitzvah, as you said, of Devekus, and it's also a mitzvah of Anochi, the first of the, sorry, Dibros, the first of the Ten Commandments, is to have Emunah, that Hashem is the Mashkiach, Hashem's running the world. So when you do this, you are fulfilling that as well. So what? Let me go on. Hashem, I say Hashem Elokeinu, right? Melech Haolam. And let's say I say Hashem, and I think when I say the name Hashem, Adonai Kol. And then when I go to Elokeinu, I think Takif Bayeholis Balakochos Kulam. What mitzvah have I just fulfilled if I do that? It's a different mitzvah than Devekus and Anochi.
Yes, Hashem.
Yeah, yeah. Yiras Hashem. Literally, Yirat Hashem. Fear, reverence of Hashem's name. That's a mitzvah derisa of Yiras Hashem, right? Part of it is Mora Hashem, to have reverence for Hashem's name. So, and by the way, this will slow you down if you have to translate the meaning of the word. And when you slow down when you're making a bracha, guess what? You're not tossing it out of your mouth. You're not doing by rote. You're starting to get involved and tackle the main problem facing Klal Yisrael, according to Rav Feldman. Okay?
More important than Avas Hashem, no?
Someone said, aren't you achieving Avas Hashem? Excellent, excellent question. You could. We'll discuss how you fulfill Avas Hashem when you're making a blessing or doing anything. But right now, this is the mitzvah having reverence. In other words, when you say Hashem's name, if you stop and make sure you're mindful of its meaning, that Hashem's mighty, you do that, you're fulfilling mitzvah of Yira. Okay? Now, Melech Ha'olam. Okay, let's see. Yeah, sure if you get this one, but wait, give them a chance. Okay, there's a Talmud of mine in the he's gotten 100% in all the questions. Surprise, surprise. So anyhow, the Melech Ha'olam. Can someone translate the word Ha'olam?
World.
World, not correct. Universe. Correct and not correct. Universe, and which universe?
Everything.
The physical universe.
From what? The beginning of time till the end of time.
Right. Beautiful. Everything that's in existence is really, Hashem is Melech of all that. Good for Rosh Hashanah? So, what mitzvah? This is another mitzvah. When you say Melech HaOlam, he's king of the entire, the physical, the spiritual, the entire universe. So, what mitzvah is that? Wait, Yeshaya. Yes.
Covered Malchus is that
a covered Malchus. Yeah, yes. You know, I think that is like Malchus Shemaim, like you said. That's part of it, but it's part of like a major. That's a subcategory of what it is. What does the Rambam say is the highest level of Yiras Hashem? What does he call it? Does anyone remember? Yes, it's exactly that idea. It's Yiras Aromamus. Okay? Yiras Aromamus, we have the... by the way, let me give away one of my secrets. How do I know all these mitzvahs? Okay? There's a Gevaldic Sefer called Eved HaMelech by Shmuel Humaner. Shmuel Humaner wrote Olas HaTamid, which is, he talks about all the mitzvahs involved in chakras. Okay? But this, the Sefer, Eved HaMelech, he goes parsha by parsha, and he reveals extraordinary number of mitzvahs in each parsha. And we think the mitzvahs, the derisas, are how many?
613.
So he points out, bringing the Monei mitzvahs, the Rambam, etc., those are just shorashim, those are just roots. There's so many branches. Okay? So when it comes to Yiras Hashem, or Avas Hashem, many, many mitzvahs have many branches that fulfill the purpose. Okay? So we discussed with Yiras Hashem, there's Mora Hashem, when you say Hashem Elokeinu, understanding the meaning. Then we said Melech HaOlam, that's Yiras HaRomamus. Good? So, Yiras HaRomamus is to be in all of Hashem's majesty and His exaltedness. When you say Melech HaOlam and you translate that to yourself as the entire, from the beginning of creation and all the worlds, the physical worlds, the spiritual worlds, the whole thing, wow, you go, oh, you're in awe, and you fulfill the mitzvah of Yiras HaRomamus. Okay? Last part of the bracha is, let's take Shal Kol Nieh Bibro. There's more than one mitzvah here, okay? But let me hear from you. When you say Shehal Kol Nieh Bidvaro, or Berei Pri Ha'etz, what mitzvah can you achieve in that part of the bracha?
Accepting that He gives everything.
Accepting it, so they had their... So, by the way, that when you start entering this world, you'll see there's countless mitzvahs. And it's really exciting, you know? You will no longer be bored if you embark on this path and ask yourself, what mitzvahs lie before me? So you're right, and that's a mitzvah of Emunah. But I'm looking for something else. That he's a manhig. That's
ongoing.
Yes, that's a mitzvah of Anohi to recognize he's involved and supervising and good. What I heard someone
acknowledging
the source. Yes, and I think that's also connected to Anohi. So I'm after something else, and I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. So I love this story. I've told it. I've told it many, many times. There's a rav. He has a huge olam at it's Shabbos, Sudas Shabbos, right? And it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and he has a big crowd at the table. So before he before benching, he goes like this. By the way, when you're benching, don't forget to thank Hashem. You hear that? You could actually have kavana. The kavana, you could be focused on the meaning of every words, but where's the feeling of a karsatov for the suda? Hazan es akol, right? So the last part of a birkas nanim and a birkas shevichamba is to feel gratitude. Is feeling and expressing gratitude a mitzvah deraisa or not? Where is it? I mean, I've studied this a lot. I don't expect you to necessarily know.
What?
Oh, okay. That's beautiful. That if barakta means to appreciate and thank, good. So Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel Yud Zion, he talks about mitzvahs aseh and he lists Zecher Hasdei Hashem. There's a, and where is that? It's in Parshas Devarim, Pasuk Perichet, base, okay? And it's to remember the entire derech that I led you in the Midbar. You remember that, Yeshua? Okay, Josh. So the thing is, the Rabbeinu Yonah learns that in the Midbar for 40 years, Sefer Haredim brings this, in the Midbar, Hashem took care of us for 40 years, and He's been taking care of us ever since. And he learns at Kal Vahomer that if we have an obligation to appreciate what Hashem did for our ancestors, we didn't get the Hanah then, all the more so ourselves. So that's like great news. It means whenever you say Modim, whenever you make a bracha, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Zecher Hasdei Hashem. So I call this whole journey we went through with a Shea Kol, I call this the art of a bracha. So take down this little acronym and you'll have it. And by the way, if anyone is interested, I have a lot of tools I've been working on. And my email is Rabbi Wegbreit, W-E-G-B-R-E-I-T, at gmail.com. Okay, and I can forward you this. But here's, you ready? I call it the art of a bracha. So this, and this will be a sikkum of the Shea call. A is for awareness that you're speaking to Hashem. R, reverence for Hashem's name. T, thanks, awareness, bruchata, reverence, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, fear of Hashem, right? And then T, thanks, Zecher Hasdei Hashem. Okay, that's the art of a bracha. The reason this can help is because the more you have to be involved when you make a bracha, the more you'll be able to not just toss it out by habit. You know, we have about 8 minutes? Yeah? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So just to finish this part, why is Hashem get so upset about us doing things mechanically and by rote? You know, mitzvahs anashim lamada. We said that we make blessings and just toss it out. It's like brings fury to the world. Hashem Yirachem. So here's the thing. Rote, doing things. By the way, it's not easy because we have things we do. We have to do say the same thing all the time. That's hard. Repetition is a challenge, right? Now, repetition is tremendous for skill building. You know, if you want to teach a soldier how to like unload his gun or pack his gun, whatever, you know, he has to do it again and again and again, right? Skills are created by repetition. But here's the point. Repetition stinks for relationships with others. If I'm like good evening, dear, you know, and I'm not there, if I'm not there, because I'm just using, I'm always going to say good morning, good morning. Good morning is haftarecha kamocha, if you do it the right way. And it's a bracha, etc. But the point is this, when we have a challenge, you do things all the time, you don't put, it's hard to put our feelings in. But I want to tell you a maisa shahai of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, God of Israel. It doesn't have to be that way. In other words, who are you nicer to, the clerk at the store or your wife? Who are you? Who are you like warmer? Yeah, Shem Yerachem, right? Because you see the clerk once in a while, right? But you see your wife all the time. So this is what they say about Rav Shlomo Zalman. Most people, when you leave the house in the morning, you're going to work or you're going to learn, whatever you're doing, you want to look presentable, right? So you straighten your tie and go like this, right? And you go out to work. Shlomo Zalman, when he would go back home, he would go, oh, I'm going to see my wife, like this. He went in, he was present, he was, that's what Hashem wants from us. Rachmana Liba boy, Hashem wants our heart. He wants us to, why not? You know, we just have to remind ourselves. This test is intentional by Hashem, that repetition makes us kind of more worn out, and we have to be, he wants us to, okay, what mitzvah, this I may get you on this one, because you didn't hear this, Yeshua. What mitzvah do you fulfill when you don't do mitzvahs by rote? Mitzvah deraisa. What's that?
Kavana,
yes. By the way, the source for Kavana, according to the Ramban, is V'avadatem es Hashem b'kol levavachem, to serve Hashem with all your heart. But there's another mitzvah that if you, because here, you're in a big challenge, right? To say, by the way, time allowing, I did say I was going to talk about the mitzvahs in the shofar in Zilm Chav Zion. We have 5 minutes. So, yeah. You know, but if I don't relate to the Tekiya of El by rote, and I'm just there, I'm going to give you some tricks how to do that. But what mitzvah do I fulfill? Beharta b'chayim, mitzvah deraisa, again, is to choose life. In other words, when you do a mitzvah by rote, that's not choosing life. Hashem Yerachem. But if you say, Harani Mekayim, Mitzvah Bahar, I'm choosing life. I'm going to be present in this moment. and I'm going to do this mitzvah, and I'm going to give Hashem what he wants. What's the only thing Hashem doesn't have? If you will. Our heart. Rachmana Liba boy. You know? He gives us a ke'ilu, a little space to give him his heart. Okay? So, I want to point out, if you get involved in this milchama against rote, you're fulfilling Bahar to Bahaim. So let's finish with at least with the shofar, and maybe with Tehillim Chaf Zayin. Okay? Right? So, I came up with an acronym for this, and again, my daughter made a beautiful graphic, if you're interested, but I have an acronym called BLOW. Okay? Four mitzvahs. Four or five? Four mitzvahs. Four mitzvahs when you hear the shofar blow. Okay? First one. B. We don't have time for me to have a back and forth. B. Biyura. Okay? The Rambam says about the shofar Rosh Hashanah, and it's just a kind of a klal, he brings the Navi, can you hear a shofar blow and not wake up and tremble? Right? So if you relate to that as like a siren, the real translation of shofar back then was a siren, an alarm. I'm in Eretz Yisrael, and when you heard that siren, they designed the siren to scare the heck out of you. Okay? It's really scary. I tell you, I was in Yerushalayim. I know somebody in the other parts in Tel Aviv area, he said he heard that siren like 30 times during the... It's very scary. So, basically, Shem Yerachem, all the pranios in the world are like a shofar. It's like a siren. Okay? So if you say, whoa, this hasn't been an easy year, and you just trembling is a miss of Yiras Hashem. Okay, be Yira. Next. Theoretically, this should have come first, but I couldn't have created the acronym of BLOW with that. Ready? What mitzvah are you doing when you hear Tekiah Shofar in Elul, and you recite Tehillim Chaf Zayin? You're doing a mitzvah of observing Minhage Yisrael, which is a mitzvah medivri Kabbalah. So it's l'shem mitzvah, minhage Yisrael, to listen to the shofar and recite to him. It says, al titosh Torah semecha. Don't abandon the customs of your mother's Klal Yisrael. That's where they learn that minhage Yisrael is Torah. It's, you're fulfilling Torah. So, first, biyira. L, L'shem Minhage Yisrael, to do these mitzvahs. Okay, the last two have to do with tshuva. O and W are mitzvahs involving tshuva. So now's the time. If we do tshuva, Rabbi Yitzhak Blazer, it's very famous. The earlier you do tshuva before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're in the head of the line. You get to the head of the line, and Hashem, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains. After Hashem's hearing a lot of Rachmanis Averis, he's not so happy, right? So the earlier there, the better. So the first step is this, again, we're just talking 10 seconds, you can get so much accomplished, okay? So O means own your shortcomings, all right? Think about the fact that maybe you get angry. You do mitzvahs by rote. You listen to Lashon Hara. You believe. You speak. God forbid. But the point is, do a little heshbon and nefesh while you're hearing that. Because that's the purpose, is to get you to do tshuva. And then last but not least, so B, biyura, L, l'shem minhagi Yisrael, to do these mitzvahs. O, own your shortcomings. And W, it's not going to sound popular, but it's such a great thing. Worry about the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. Can someone tell me how many days we are from Rosh Hashanah and Be'erich? 14. 14?
No.
16 days. Okay? So, tomorrow, when you hear the shofar blow, you can say, Rosh Hashanah is 16 days. Am I ready? If you have those thoughts, you've a little mitzvah of tshuva. But Rabbeinu Yonah explains that one of the steps of tshuva is to worry. Okay? And this is very important to stress. Worrying, Rabbeinu Yonah says, it heals your soul, the neshama, from the negative effects of sin. Okay? And don't be worried about worrying as a mitzvah. Okay? But if you really worry, you've accomplished a primal step in doing tshuva. Okay? So, I'll just finish with this. My Rebbe's daughter said that she didn't realize how long a minute is until they got a microwave. Right? So, it depends on how long they blow. But the shofar is about 10 seconds, right? Well, let's say from 7 to 10 seconds, the El shofar. So you can fulfill Yiras Hashem, the mitzvah, Medivrei Kabbalah, to fulfill the Minhagi Yisrael. You can fulfill Vidui and Tshuva in your heart, Pirhor Tshuva. All of that in 10 seconds. Did you realize how long 10 seconds is? You hear? All right, everybody should have a chasiva chasima tova.
Okay, great.